Hello and welcome back to the Christmas Everyday Club podcast. I'm Jay and today I'm just going to give you a quick update of the latest Christmas movie I have watched. Now I think I have seen it before. Now you might know more than me, I might have already done a review about it. It's called The Mistletoe Promise. The picture looks very familiar. It's got the two main leads playing out in the snow with a Christmas tree behind them. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Every picture is probably looking like that. But let's get into it, right? It's about two self-confessed Christmas phobes sign a contract which will mutually benefit them over the holiday season. Now, it only got rated 6.6, which to me is pretty good for one of these kind of movies. It is starring Jamie King, Luke McFarlane, and then there's a guy in it called Lachlan Munro, who I watched years ago in a movie called Dead Man on Campus. Came out in 1998, yeah, and he's in it, and he's like one of the, he's not the main actor in it, but he's one of like the side, the supporting characters, and because I watched it as a kid and it made me laugh and that, I thought I'd show it my sons. And there's a part in it where he does this all the time. If you can hear that, he's basically flicking his tongue about it. Every time he gets excited, he does that. So what me and my sons now, when we're messing around and that, we'll do that and they just like take the mick kind of thing, you know, have a laugh. But yeah, some of the other films he's been in, some of the other Christmas movies, I should say, He has been in quite a lot of movies, guys. I was scrolling through looking for see what if he's been in anything else like Christmas wise, and he's been in quite a bit. Now I'm just scrolling up there on Internet Movie Database trying to find some of them. He has been in. Bear with me. He has been in loads, guys. Probably missed loads now. He's been in Deck the Halls, but he was uncredited in that. But yeah, he's been in that. He did the voice in Fugaboo, A Miracle on D-Rock Street. What else? Christmas Mail. Been in that. I think that's one of the first ever Christmas movies I've seen. I just remember watching it years and years ago. Have you seen it, guys? Have you seen any of these, what he's been in? Do you know the actor I'm talking about? He's he starred in a lot of like TV shows, but like the odd episode, one episode, two episodes, if that. It's like cameo and stuff like that. Been in Merry Xmas. Snowed In at Rosemont. Now, I don't know if that is a Christmas movie. It does look like it in the picture. But if you've seen it, guys, let me know if it is a Christmas movie. He's been in The Christmas Note. Obviously, The Mistletoe Promise, what we're talking about today. Snow-Capped Christmas. Winter's Dream. Again, I'm not sure if it's a Christmas movie, but there's winter. We'll add it in. A Stone Cold Christmas. I've not seen that, but it'd be funny if it stars the Stone Cold from WWE. Honestly, guys, he has been in loads. Time for Them to Come Home for Christmas. Sorry, guys, if you're Navigating Christmas. And also, like, let's talk about Jamie King, yeah? She's been in... she's only been in one, guys, Silent Night. It's more of a horror one, that. And this was a role in the other Christmas Mistletoe Secret. As for Luke McFarlane, he's been in quite a lot. Christmas Land, which was one of the first, and I love that movie. I've watched it many times, that one. Only got rated like 5.8 on the Internet Movie Database, but I love it. I like Luke as well. He's a great actor. Funny as well. So straight after Christmas Land, he did Mistletoe Promise the year after. Then he's also done Kerrin Kingsbury's Maggie's Christmas Miracle. That is a mouthful. He's been in A Shoe Addict's Christmas, Sense, Sensibility and Snowmen. Love that movie. Great, that one. Christmas at the Chateau. That's quite good as well. I really enjoyed that. Christmas in My Heart. Single All the Way. A Magical Christmas Village. Love that one as well. Catch Me If You Claws. I've not seen that one. That one came out this year, guys. In 2023. Keep forgetting we're in January now. But yeah, guys, let me know. Have you seen it? What do you think? I know I've seen it. I'm pretty sure I've seen it. I'm watching it again either way. And if you've got any recommendations, guys, I've got Netflix. I've got Amazon Prime. And I've got the internet. So let us know, guys. Going to cut it short. Oh, no, before I go, don't forget to go over to the Christmas Everyday Club website. We are publishing blog posts daily. I know the website is a bit of a mess at the moment, but trust me, I'm going to be updating the theme and the layout and deleting a lot of the chunky stuff, like the adverts, getting rid of most of them. It's going to be working faster and smoother and more friendlier. So please bear with me and share any of the Christmas pages, the blog posts, the website, the social media pages. Come and get in contact, guys. I'd love to hear from you. And let us know about any movies that I can watch. Yeah. So thanks again, guys, and until next time. Goodbye.